We have the railroad industry to thank for establishing time zones in the United States. Cities and towns used to set their own local time, often based, believe it or not, on the sun. But that got far too confusing when different railway companies were all operating on their own schedules. Say you had a ticket on a New York-based railroad departing Chicago at 2 p.m. What time do you show up? See what I mean? So the companies got together and divided the continental U.S. into four standard time zones. Those were set back in 1883. It wasn't an easy sell. Local governments didn't like forfeiting control over time. But in 1918, Congress made time zones and daylight savings time the official law of the land. By the late 1920s, many countries around the world were using hourly time zones based off the prime meridian in Greenwich, London. One major exception is China, which maintains to this day a single time zone, despite spanning nearly the same geographic width as the continental U.S. So waking up at 11 a.m. would be like normal. That could be nice.